Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me, by the way. I've got a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First, I want to talk about your computer network. And of course, I'm making the assumption that you have computers. I'm trying to imagine any business, maybe, you know, lemonade stand is going to have some kind of technology these days. So I'm going to assume that you got some kind of computers in your business. And so the question is that you should ask yourself now, or be prepared to ask yourself sometime in the future, what is my system? Is it peer-to-peer, or is it server-based? Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you don't know what I mean by any of that, then you're peer-to-peer. And that means that you've got and now if you just have one computer, if you just got one, you're the only person in your business, you got one computer, then that's your network, and that's all you need. If you have more than one computer, if you have two computers, then you're probably peer-to-peer, you are peer-to-peer. And so you share information between those two peer computers, so to speak. And if you have five computers in an office and the only way they're connected is the only thing that they share is they share the internet, because you've probably got a router and an internet connection that serves all of those computers with the internet connection. Maybe you've got some kind of an unelegant way of sharing files across that network. But all of the programs, all of the files that you have reside on the hard drives of each one of those computers, that peer-to-peer network. And what that means is whenever you want to upgrade, if you ever need to update, I should say, programs, each one of those computers have to update the program. And if you want to update Windows or if you want to update Office or any kind of a program that you might have, the email or whatever, every one of your computers could be using a different browser, right? And so anyway, when in a peer-to-peer, you've got all those programs and that you have to buy a different one, you have to buy a license at least for a different each one, and you have to protect those files. And if somebody creates a file on one computer and it doesn't exist, then it won't exist anywhere else unless they share those with somebody. And so this is what you have with a peer-to-peer situation. And the reason why you have that is because that's how you grew. That's how you started. That's how you grew. That's what we all do. All small business owners, all small businesses do this. We start with one computer, we grow to two, we grow to 10, et cetera, et cetera. And that's just sort of the normal evolution of how we grow our businesses from a technology standpoint. We also have to, if you have peer-to-peer, you also have to have a separate security program on each one of them to protect you from the bad guys out there, right? From the phishing and from the malware and et cetera, et cetera. And so every program has to have its own software, has to have its own security, and you have to count on each employee basically to make sure it stays updated, or somebody to track all that, right? Well, that's peer-to-peer, and it's handy because when you add a new person, you just add a new computer and you put them down and you sit them at the desk, et cetera, et cetera. It's pretty handy. It's not necessarily, at some point in time, it's not necessarily less expensive. In fact, at some point in time, it could become more expensive. And this is why you should consider, you should be thinking about, when do I consider moving from peer-to-peer to server-based? Now, when you're server-based, that means you have a server, or maybe more than one server, in the building, so to speak. And maybe it's not in your building, maybe it's somewhere else. But basically, everybody's connected to that one server, that one central processing unit, that one hard drive. That has on that hard drive, it has all of the program capability. and the operating system, the Excel spreadsheets, the Word files, all that sort of thing is driven out of that one server, and that server literally serves workstations where there are no hard drives on those workstations. And it makes it easier to share files among people. It makes it easier to upgrade software. And it's at some point in time, the licensing for expanding, you know, putting another workstation on, bringing another employee on, that's less expensive. You can do a more secure job of security of internet security. You've only got one program to renew every year, and backup. This is another thing that server base is good for. If you got five people creating files out there, then you need to be backing up all five of those computers, and you can do it pretty easily today with the online systems that I like the one we use. We use Carbonite, but there are others out there, and that works pretty well. It works great actually. But if you're server based, then all that's on that one server, on that one hard drive, and you can back that up a lot easier, and you can actually, you know, have a second server, which I recommend, so you operate in parallel, and so you've got another backup, and these are not all that expensive. In fact, you can buy a server, a rompin' stompin' atomic server. I mean, one that will really create a lot of capability for you for about the price of a lot of PCs these days. And that's right. So consider this. If you're peer-to-peer, and you probably are, if you're a small business owner, probably 9 out of 10 of you are peer-to-peer. I'm not saying you should go to server-based. I'm just saying you should think about it. You should be prepared. As you grow your business, as the economy improves, and you start growing your business, you start adding new people working for you, think to yourself. Maybe bring in a local consultant. That's what I do. Find a local computer network consultant and to come in and give you an estimate, help you design a system and give you the price. Okay, here's what would happen if we converted you from peer-to-peer to server-based, and see what you think. It may be the right thing for you. It may not be, but at least you made the decision based on information, not on just continuing to do it the way you've always done it. So consider that, folks. Consider knowing about what it takes to go from peer-to-peer to server-based. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'll choke hands to make me blue with some other guy you knew before. Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.